And Musial will hit third. He'll be at first base. Then hitting fourth, right fielder Del Ennis. Center fielder Ken Boyer will hit fifth. Then hitting sixth will be Wally Moon in left field. Obie Landreth will do the catching. He'll hit seventh. Eddie Casco will be at third base. And the pitcher will be Little Murray Dixon. The veteran right-hander has won three. He has lost two. He has no record with the Brooklyn Dodgers yet this year. He's 0-0 with them. On a lifetime, he's 18-28. Last year, he had a 1-5 record with Brooklyn. The batting orders are now being taken up to home plate with the umpires, Sikori, Landis, Baker, and Ascoli officiating. It'll be Sikori behind the plate, Landis at first. Baker will be at second base, and Ascoli will be at third. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, they'll line up this way this afternoon. Gil Hodges still out nursing bruised ribs. Gilliam leads off. He'll be at second base. Hitting number two will be third baseman Pee Wee Reese. Hitting third, center fielder Duke Snyder. Elmer Vallow remains in the cleanup spot. He'll be in left field, followed by Gino Simoli, the right fielder. He'll be hitting fifth. Hitting sixth, Roy Campanella to catch the first game. Hitting seventh, John Roseboro will be back again at first base for his third straight day. Charlie Neal will be the shortstop, and the pitcher will be young Don Drysdale. Drysdale has won five this year, has lost three, and with St. Louis, he is 1-0. He defeated the Cardinals 10-4 at St. Louis back on the 20th day of May in his only previous lifetime start against them. He pitched, however, only seven innings and ran out of gas. In 73 innings this season, Drysdale has allowed only 60 hits with 20 walks and 58 strikeouts and has an earned run average of 2.71. His 1956 earned run average was 2.64. The Brooklyn Dodgers coming out now to take the field. And as the day starts, we should like to remind you that Milwaukee is riding in first place in the National League. Cincinnati's in second, a half game off the pace. Then comes Brooklyn and Philadelphia tied for third and fourth. They're two games behind. Philadelphia's actually two and a half behind. St. Louis is two and a half games behind. So they are the ones that are really tied. Philadelphia and St. Louis. Brooklyn standing in third place in the National League. Philadelphia and St. Louis actually tied for the three and four positions. So we're getting ready to get this one underway. We're expecting a big afternoon of it, a real Schaefer afternoon. And now, stepping up, will be Don Blossingame to lead things off for St. Louis as Don Drysdale has taken the mound. Drysdale throwing a few pitches down to get the feel of it. Frank Sikori, the plate umpire, standing just outside waiting to call the first batter up. And on this fine, sunshiny afternoon with a slight wind blowing in from behind right field, we're to get the first game of this doubleheader started. This will be the getaway set of games for the Brooklyn Dodgers. They'll be showing up for a game tomorrow night with the now league-leading Cincinnati Redlegs. And stepping up to the microphone to bring us the play-by-play for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn on this first game of the doubleheader, here's a guy who has just said that this is the greatest day he has ever seen. Vin Scully.
Thank you, Al. Hi, everybody. And it sure is. We certainly hope things are going just right for you, wherever you may be, for things are just fine right here. Don Blasingame, Alvin Dark, and Stan Musial. Should anybody get on, maybe we'll see Del Ennis. Have a lot of Indians around the ballpark today. Just to add to the proceedings, we'll tell you about them. Members of the Shinnecock tribe who will put on a tribal war dance in between games. They gave out tomahawks to manager Alston, Pee Wee Reese, and our good friend Jim Murray, and also a big Indian headdress to Herbie Sharpman, the photographer. Pass ball to Don Blasingame in for a strike on one. I wish I could find the big chief of the Shinnecocks and in between games while we'd have them do the, well, not the rain dance, the cool weather dance. If you know any Shinnecock Indians, give them a call. The strike one pitch to Blasingame is outside. One ball, one strike. Let's make a pact, okay? From now on, it's just a nice day. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. And this time, forget all about it. Blasingame batting 298. Two home runs, 28 RBIs. Drysdale ready, and the right-handed delivers. Fastball fouled away, 1-2. Nice crowd on hand, and friends, if you're anywhere in the vicinity of the ballpark, and you decided, well, not too much to do around the house, well, we still have seats for you out in left field, in the shade of the upper deck. A nice breeze beginning to ripple up from back of the right field corner and slanting over to left. Like to have you with us. Drysdale checking signs with Campanella. 1-2. The count to Don Blasingame. Drysdale ready, and the overhand curve cut on and missed strike three, and that thing broke sharply down at rising game speed. Oh, Don Drysdale starts off on the right foot, strikes out Don Blasingame, and it brings up Alvin Doig. Alvin Doig batting .315 with two home runs, 26 runs batted in. Drysdale ready and delivers, and the curve over for the strike on one. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, Stan Landis at first, Bill Baker at second, Frank Descoli on the line at third. Cardinals with two ex-National League managers in the coaching line. Strike one pitch to Doig, fastball, a line drive foul outside of first, on two. Mr. Terry Moore, coaching at first, one of the truly great fielding center fielders of all time. And around at third, a great third baseman, the smilingest man in the National League, I guess, Stan Hack. 0-2 to Alvin Doig. One out on the first, no score. On deck, Stan Musial. Drysdale ready in the strike two pitch. Fastball at the knees, call strike three. So Mr. Drysdale has chopped down two men, Blasingame and Doig on strikes. Sam Musial being announced to the crowd and gets an ovation. He's quite a fella. Dan might tear the walls down, but they like him very much over here in Brooklyn. He's batting .357 with 13 home runs, 47 runs batted in. Fastball hit to the hole and through, and Mr. Stan is hitting 15 straight. Now do. A Musial singles to right with two out in the first inning. In case somehow you might have missed it, the Braves sent Ray Crone, Danny O'Connell, and Bobby Thompson to the Giants, and the Giants sent off the redhead, Mr. Shane Dean, to Milwaukee. Understand Ray Crone is going to be put right into service today. He planned to pitch for the Giants. Stan Musial in first, two out, and Del Ennis the batter. Del hitting .257. Drysdale ready, and the fastball is low, ball one. Ennis with eight home runs, 35 runs batted in. You figured out the Braves, of course, this is more or less what the people around baseball would certainly call a one-year move. It's not anything for the great future, but the Braves want to win so badly this year. So they made the deal. The 1-0 pitch Dennis is golfed at and hit up along third foul, 1-1. Meanwhile, the Giants get Danny O'Connell, and they'll probably play him at third. Danny's played second, short, and third, and I think most people would agree he's better at third base. They have Bobby Thompson to play in the outfield. And they have a fine young pitcher, Mr. Ray Crone, who could very well be the sleeper in the deal. The 1-1 pitch, Dennis, curveball, fouled away again outside of third, 1-2. Alan Roth, and going back through Stan Musial's private war against Brooklyn pitching, finds that base hit the right field was his second single, that's all, against Brooklyn this year. He has hit four doubles and two home runs. Fastball hit to the hole and through into left field for the base hit. Vallow comes on to field it, and so Del Ennis singles to left. Drysdale, after striking out Blasingame and Doig, now gives up consecutive singles to Musial and Ennis.
Number 14, Ed Breyer.
Kenny Boyer batting .249. He has six home runs, 19 runs batted in. Playing center field, doing a good job. It's amazing the Cardinals had two of the more prominent young rookies breaking into the National League at one time, both in center field, and you figured, well, their problems there were certainly solved. Instead, Rapolsky, the left fielder, he went. Bill Verdon, who is the fine center fielder, he left. Wally Moon, who was a fine center fielder, is now in left. So the third baseman, the all-star third baseman, Kenny Boyer, is now the center fielder for the Cardinals. Fastball, line to left field. Vallow comes on. It's in for the base hit. Here's Musial around third coming to the plate. He'll score easily. And so with two out, the Cardinals hit Drysdale for three consecutive base hits, and they have a run. Boyer singles to left. Musial scoring, 1-0 Cardinals. All right, the batter is Wally Moon. Drysdale delivers, fastball for the strike, on one. Moon batting .280. has 12 home runs, 31 runs batted in. Del Ennis at second base, Kenny Boyer at first. Musial over with the run. But after striking out Blasingame and Dart, the Cardinals come up with three consecutive base hits. Drysdale turns on the rubber. Now he's ready. The strike one pitch. Changeup cut on is a high pop fly. Charlie Neal backing out on the grass. Ballow charging in. Neal is calling and makes the play. So in the top of the first inning, the Cardinals come up with one run on three hits, all with two out, and they leave two men. At the end of half an inning, the Cardinals won, and the Dodgers will be coming up.
Jim, there's the last half of the first inning, old boy.
Okay, Jim Gilliam, Pee Wee Reese, and Duke Snider. Last of the first, 1-0 Cardinals. Murray Dixon. Been red hot on this eastern swing for St. Louis. He has three consecutive complete game victories. He leads the majors. I don't know where I got that line. Hold it. The first pitch now to Gilliam is outside. Ball one. He beat, 7-1 at Milwaukee, 6-0 at Pittsburgh, 5-2 at Philadelphia. He's not started against Brooklyn this year. Murray Dixon against Don Drysdale in the first game and Willard Schmidt going in the second. Dixon ready. Murray delivers 1-0 and the pitch is cut on and fouled away. 1-1. Murray Dixon, of course, a fine pitcher with the Cardinals and with Pittsburgh. He used to throw just about every pitch in the book. He'd throw fastballs, curveballs, sliders, changeups, screwballs, knuckleballs. You come up with it, he had it. Sinkers. Now he's more or less staying with the knuckler. Knuckler dancing outside. Ball two, 2-1. Cincinnati did not score in the first inning, so the Giants at bat now. 2-1 the count to Jim Gilliam. Dixon ready and delivers. Knuckler, and there's a line drive to right field. It's a clean base hit. Oh, Jim Gilliam opens up and jumps on a knuckleball and singles to right. The Dodgers were quite surprised. They faced Dixon one time in relief. He got two men out. And they noticed that night out at St. Louis. And they pounded Dixon a little bit, too. The fact that all he threw were knuckleballs. So we'll see if they can guess correctly, and if that's all he's throwing, the Dodger book will have to be changed on Murray Dixon. Gilliam inching off the bag at first, and usual holding as Reese steps in, batting 232. Dixon ready, there's the knuckler, makes him move out of there. Ball one, 1-0. Reese has one home run, six RBIs. Eddie Casco on the edge of the infield grass at third. Dixon straddling the rubber now gets up on top. 1-0 Cardinals, last of the first inning. There's a high pop fly. Going out is Dark. It could be a little bit of trouble as he makes a complete turn. Coming in is Boyer to help out, but Boyer just watches now as Dark takes it. Alvin going out into left center, making a complete turn to make the play. One out, and here's the Duke. Duke batting 256. He has 11 home runs, 26 runs batted in. On deck, Elmer Vallow. The infield way over shifted around towards first. Dark over to his left to plug up the middle. The outfield deep to right. Knuckler, the line drive deep to right field. It's going to be halfway up the screen. The ball is finally fielded by Ennis. Holding at third is Gilliam. Snider slides at second. He's out at second. Duke Snider is out at second base on a strong throw by Del Ennis to second baseman Don Blasingame. And going around to third base is Jim Gilliam. We'll give Snider a base hit, and he's out stretching. Gilliam advancing to third on the play. Gilliam going, but nevertheless, the ball had hit and came right back into Del Ennis' hands. The junior had no chance to come to the plate. Right. Two down, Gilliam at third base, and Elmer Vallow, the batter, hitting .346. He has four RBIs. Dixon ready, winds and delivers. Knuckler low and inside, and Landreth is fighting that baseball to death. I tell you, do you ever see a goalkeeper in hockey? Hobie's doing everything possible to prevent it from squirting through to the backstop, and then, of course, allowing Gilliam to come over. Boy, what a battle he's giving that ball. Ballplayers call it boxing a few. The 1-0 pitch to Landreth. Knuckler outside, and Hobie stayed with it to grab it, ball two. Landreth looks into the dugout, just shakes his head, and gets back behind the plate. Elmer Vallow waiting, 2-0 the count. Gilliam at third base. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Cardinals 1, Dodgers trying to pick up a run and tie it up. Dixon staring in. Now Murray's ready. Looks to Gilliam. The 2-0 pitch to Elmer Vallow. Fastball cut on and a little pop-up. Just up along third. Coming down for it is Casco and makes the play. So Elmer Vallow pops up to Eddie Casco, and the Dodgers have their bid denied. In the first inning, no runs, two hits. One man left on as Snyder is out stretching. At the end of one inning, the Cardinals won, the Dodgers nothing. Drysdale ready and delivers. Fastball cut on and missed for a strike. And I imagine Hobie up there now hitting. It must be a pleasure to him to see a fastball after handling Murray Dixon's knucklers throughout the first inning. Hobie batting .182. He has four runs batted in. Drysdale back again. The overhand curve misses outside. 1-1. Say, before we were talking to you about the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Giants trade. And it's conceivable, with a lot of folks perhaps getting up very early this morning and heading out, that you might have missed the Yankee trade. The 1-1 pitch, fastball cut on, is a high foul to the left of the plate. Campanella is calling as he shields his eyes from the glare and makes the play. One up, one away. Well, the Yankees in Kansas City had themselves another trade. The Yankees sent to Kansas City second baseman Billy Martin, infielder, outfielder Woody Held, who played the infield a great deal at Denver, but during the spring played a lot of center field. He has a fine arm. Ralph Terry, a young pitcher, and Bob Martin, M-A-R-T-Y-M, whom the Yankees, I think, consider the second fastest man on the squad, back of Mantle, an outfielder. And I would tell you who the Yankees got from Kansas City. The pitch to Eddie Casco is down low, ball one. The Yankees got Harry Simpson. Harry had a rough spring. He had chipped a bone in his ankle, was out quite a while. He's an infielder and outfielder. Plays first base when he's in the infield. The 1-0 pitch to Eddie Casco. Fastball missing, ball two. Reinald Duran, and of course that's a name to strike fear in the hearts of any batter. He is very, very fast, but he also has, well, not too good eyesight. Very wild. The 2-0 pitch to Casco, fastball, bounced away foul, 2-1. So Harry Simpson, then Reinald Duran. The Yankees faced Duran this year, and Gil McDougall came up with quite a quote about Duran. McDougall said, Duran's going to beat a lot of clubs just using fear psychology. Gil, of course, honest enough to admit that you are afraid up there when a fellow throws that hard and you're not too sure where the ball's going. 2-1 pitch to the curve outside, ball three, 3-1. The Yankees also got a young outfielder who played some center field for Kansas City, Jim Pisoni, out of the Texas League. And they got an infielder, played a lot of second base, by the name of Milt Graff, G-R-A-F-F. 3-1 pitch is a fastball low, ball four. So Eddie Casco walked with one out in the second inning, Cardinals leading 1-0. So thumbnail sketches on the men. To Kansas City, Billy Martin, Woody Held, Ralph Terry, and Bob Martin. From Kansas City to the Yankees, Harry Simpson, Reinald Duran, Jim Pisoni, and Milt Graff. Murray Dixon, not a bad hitting pitcher. He's hitting .222 with four runs batted in. Up there with one out, and Eddie Casco at first base. Cardinals have a run, Dodgers nothing. We're in the second inning, the first game of a doubleheader, a big day in baseball. Drysdale already takes a peek at first. Whirls and fires over there, and Casco's back. Eddie's fast. The Dodgers know about him. Drysdale turns on the rubber now and goes set. The pitch to Dixon. Sidearm fastball over for the strike. Going one. Cincinnati at bat at the Polo Grounds have already picked up three runs. They are still swinging and lead the Giants 3-0 in the second. It's 2-1 Milwaukee over the Phillies at the end of 5, and 2-0 Cubs over Pirates at the end of 4.5. Strike one pitch is bounced slowly down to Gilliam, whose play is at second. They get the force. The throw to first is not in time. Ball wasn't hit sharply enough to get the double play. Fourth play, 4-6. Two down in the second inning, and the batter, leadoff man Don Blasingame, who struck out in the first inning. Went after a sharp curve that drove right down at his feet. Blasingame forgot his helmet, so he has to go back to the Cardinal dugout now and get one. Don batting 297. He's had a fine series, especially defensively. Boy, he's been all over the field. The pitch is cut on a comebacker, and Drysdale stays with the hot one and throws him out at first. A one bouncer right at the right side of Drysdale's ribs, and he made his play. 1-3. Well, the Cardinals in the second inning. No runs, no hits. They leave a man. At the end of an inning and a half, the Cardinals 1 and Brooklyn nothing.
And we go into the last half of inning number 2 right here on the Schaefer broadcast. Roy Dixon back to the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals. They're leading in the ball game 1-0. They have one run on 3 hits. Brooklyn no runs on 2 hits. Brooklyn's first man will be Gino Cimoli, then Roy Campanella, then Johnny Roseboro. Then it's when we start this afternoon, the doubleheader, nice long one.
I was just thinking while you were talking to the folks, Al, and we had the thought, so kept looking it up and came very close. Murray Dixon will be 41 years old in August. That's a warm day here in New York. You know that Murray Dixon was pitching professional baseball when Don Drysdale was 1 year old. That's something, isn't it? Murray's quite a man. If you could stay in the kind of shape he's in, the boys say, oh, when he reports to spring training, all he has to do is take a shower and a shave, and he's about ready. No, I'm not looking at you, Al.
I think you were.
No, no. No. Heavens to Betsy. Gino Cimoli batting 339. He has 8 home runs, 25 runs batted in. 1-0 Cardinals, bottom of the second. Cimoli, Campanella, and Roseboro. Dixon ready now, and knuckles the first one way high right at Cimoli's helmet, and Gino just dances away from it. Ball one. Drysdale was born in 36. Dixon was pitching in 37. The 1-0 pitch to Cimoli. It's cut on, a bouncer by the mound down to Dark. He takes it on a big hop, throws to first, and that's it for Cimoli. One up, one away. We'll send 3 games from Cincinnati. Monday night, June the 17th. Wednesday night, June the 19th. And Thursday night, June the 20th. From Cincinnati, all 3. The airtime, 8:55 for each game. Then a week from Monday night, June the 24th. From St. Louis, airtime, 8:55. Wednesday night, June the 26th. From Milwaukee, airtime 8:55. And Sunday afternoon, June the 30th, the first game of a doubleheader from Chicago, airtime 1:55. Campanella up there, swings at the first pitch and loops it to center. Kenny Boyer had no jump on the ball. It's going to drop in front of him for the base hit. Boyer seemed to just freeze momentarily. Perhaps he lost the ball in the white shirt background. Belated start, and the ball had dropped in for the single. Third hit off Murray Dixon. Remember, all those televised ball games will be sent back to you on WOR-TV, Channel 9, and, of course, all Dodger games, day and night, home and away, on WMGM Radio and the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network. So we'll be talking to you while we're away. Johnny Roseboro batting 125. John has one base hit in the major leagues. That was a drag bunt against Lindy McDaniel. Friday night's game. Dixon's knuckleball is on the outside corner for a strike on one. One out, bottom of the second inning. Cardinals 1, Dodgers nothing. Roy Campanella at first base. 0-1 to Johnny Roseboro. On deck, Charlie Neal. Dixon said the strike one pitch, knuckleball, cut on and missed. 0-2. Murray has to count his way now. Roseboro waiting. The strike two pitch to John. Got that and missed. Strike three, and down he goes. I think maybe it sounds monotonous, doesn't it, if I keep saying a knuckleball, knuckleball, knuckleball. If it bothers you, I'll stop using it for a while. Maybe it does. It's a cinch on a hot day like today. We're not trying to get anybody mad. Mm-mm. So we'll just say Dixon pitches for a while to vary things. Neil batting 273. Murray delivers, and it's outside. Ball one. Neil, we have two home runs, 13 runs batted in. Cavanaugh at first, two out in the second inning. Cardinals one, Dodgers nothing. Dixon checking signs, Murray ready. Delivers, and the 1-0 pitch is outside. Ball two. 2-0. The Dodgers had two base hits in the first inning. Gilliam singled, and after Reese had popped out, Snyder hit the screen and right. Del Ennis threw a strike to second. Snyder was out, and Gilliam had to hold at third. And then Vallow popped up. Here in the second inning, sandwiched in between outs, Campanella singled to center. Count to Charlie Neal, two balls and no strikes. Dixon ready, and the 2-0 pitch to Charlie. Cut on and missed, 2-1. Dixon ready, and decides to throw to first. Campanella's back. Two out on the second. Cardinals one, Dodgers nothing. First game of a doubleheader. Dixon delivers 2-1, and the pitch is cut on and bounced down to Blasingame, who's up with it cleanly, goes to Musial, and that's it. Play going 4-3. In the second inning, no runs, one hit, a man left on. The end of two innings of play, the Cardinals won, the Dodgers nothing. Right now, Tex Rickard is making an announcement. We're not too sure if we can pick up his words. We know what he's going to say, so perhaps we'll just fill you in on it. Tex is now making the announcement to the folks here at Ebbets Field that this is Father's Day, and we certainly want to welcome all the pappies who are here at the ballpark. We have our own pappy at the controls. And we have a special Father's Day section in the upper deck, section 17, 19, and 20. And now we have a round of applause for all the dads here at the ballpark. In that corner up there in the upper deck are some of the greatest athletes of all time. No doubt telling their sons just how they did it years ago. And the son is just as proud as they can be. It makes quite a picture. Section 17, 19, and 20. We ought to kind of wrap them up a little bit. There's a special crowd today. It'd be nice if there are a couple of, oh, nice, easy, high fouls up there and some fathers make the catch. That's a great thing to see at a ballpark, to see a father catch the ball, turn and hand it to his son and say, see what I mean? I used to do that all the time. Now, we got anything new on the scoreboard?
Well, I babble away here. What about when a little 8-year-old boy catches one, hands it to his dad, and says, Pop, this is for you?
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
To say the least. Cincinnati and the Giants at the end of an inning and a half. Cincinnati 3, the Giants nothing. At the end of six innings and a half, it is 2-1. Milwaukee over Philadelphia. First game of the doubleheader. All right, Ben.
Okay, we'll get a few more scores in as Dark fouls the pitch away. 0-1. Cubs and the Pirates, it's 2-1 Chicago at the end of five and a half innings. In the American League, not much to report yet. Don't think we're trying to slight the American League, but the Eastern teams are out west. And with the time difference at all, we don't have too much to report. The Yankees at Kansas City, they're not even warming up yet. Drysdale ready now, delivers to Dart. Changeup is hit off the hands, foul outside of first base, 0-2. Washington and the White Sox are playing a doubleheader. That just started, Ramos against Wilson, and Washington did not score in the first inning. First of two, Baltimore and Cleveland, Johnson and Mossy. 3-2 in favor of Baltimore at the end of three and a half innings. Drysdale ready, the strike two pitch, a changeup reached for and tapped down to short. Charlie Neal has to hurry. His off balance throw is in time. Nice play by Charlie. Dark, way out in front on the change, just kind of tapped it by the mound. Neal, who was deep, had to charge and just seemed to wrist that ball over to first base. So Dark is out, short to first. One up, one away, and here's Mr. Musial. Stan batting a cool 360. He singled a right in the first inning. He has hit in 15 straight games. Drysdale changes up and misses low and inside. Ball one. Drysdale ready. 1-0 pitch to Musial. Fastball fouled away. 1-1. Philadelphia Phillies have come to life in the bottom of the seventh inning. They have pushed over a run to tie the Braves 2-2, and the Phillies are still at bat. So we'll watch that for you. And any further report, gladly pass it along. Drysdale delivers. Fastball hit to Neal's right. Charlie up with it. He has to make a long throw. It's in time. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Neal. You know that fella can play shortstop? He made two plays right there that would just about tell you he can do it. He had a charge of slow ground ball hit by Dark and flipped it to first. And that time, he had been overshifted near the bag at second, had a go to his right, and had a throw from the grass, and got Musial. Two out. Here's Del Ennis, who single to left. Del batting 261. Drysdale delivers. Fastball. Line drive. Off Charlie Neal's glove and on out into left field. Charlie trying to backhand the bullet and couldn't do it. They probably would have elected him mayor if he had held on to that one. Okay, Ennis singles to left, and he ripped that one. That's his second hit. Hit number four for St. Louis. And the batter, Kenny Boyer. Campanella had something to say to Drysdale before Boyer came up. Well, remember, it was two out in the first inning, and runners at first and second. Boyer single to left, and Campanella appeared to be a little upset at whatever Drysdale had thrown or where he had put it. And Drysdale seemed to agree with Campanella. He was a little bit mad at himself, so the base hit drove in the run. So let's see how they work on Kenny now. Boyer batting 253. Drysdale ready and delivers. Overhand curve, low and outside. Ball one. Breeze has picked up a bit. Kind of nice out here at the park now, coming from right field corner, slanting over to left. The 1-0 pitch to Boyer, fastball, missing outside, ball two, 2-0. A lot of blue skies up above. Nice to have them with you. Drysdale ready, checks first. The 2-0 pitch, curve outside and backhanded nicely by Campanella. That thing was heading for the backstop, ball three. They have a nice crowd on hand today. It is not capacity, anything like that. There are some scattered empty seats in left field. Nevertheless, it's a nice turnout. Glad to have the folks here to kind of say goodbye to Brooklyn. Be going out on their second Western trip right after the doubleheader. 3-0 pitch, a fastball at the knees for ball four. So with two out, Kenny Boyer draws a walk. Del Ennis advancing to second. Drysdale having the two-out blues. Run came over in the first inning with two out. He doesn't jam here in the third as Wally Moon comes up. Moon pops a short in the first inning. By the way, we're happy to announce our Schaefer Award winners and the young man at shortstop who's been writing his name in capital letters defensively today. Mr. Charlie Neal is one of the two award winners. The other pitcher, Eddie Roebuck. The first pitch to Wally Moon is swept foul on a bounce into the seats off third. 0-1. Moon batting 279. Cardinals 1, Dodgers nothing. We're in the top of the third inning. Two out. Del Ennis at second. Kenny Boyer at first. Drysdale ready and the strike one pitch. Moon swings and misses. 0-2. I think Moon had guessed correctly that time. I don't know whether he just guessed at it or what. But Wally started to move up in the hitter's box as if he expected the change, and he got it. He swung and missed. 0-2 the count. Drysdale staring in. Runners inching away from first and second. The strike two pitch. Curveball inside and low. Ball one. 1-2.
7-2 pitch to Wally Moon, cut on a bouncing ball hit to Jim Gilliam, who waits for Roseboro to get to the bag, then hits him with his throw. So Moon goes out, second to first. In the third inning, no runs, one hit, two men left on. Well, the Cardinals have left five now in their three innings. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Cardinals won, Brooklyn nothing. And as we're being serenaded by Miss Gladys Gooding in the background, let's listen to Al.
Well, fans, what would you say it takes to make a great ball player? Lots of natural talent?
Oh, sure. That's the material the coaches work with. But what else?
You guessed it. Experience.
Well, you know, it takes the same combination, fine materials plus experience, to make a great beer. Schaefer beer.
You bet. The Schaefer people choose rich barley malt and tangy hops and other fine natural ingredients. Then they put real old-time brewing skill to work. Skill that's been perfected in 115 years of experience. The result? Oh, man, for that answer, you just sip a cold golden amber glass of Schaefer. It's beer at its best. Beer that gives you the lively, satisfying flavor you want but don't always find. So remember, fans, when you want real enjoyment, you have a cool, foaming glass of Schaefer beer. It's real beer. Now we go to the last half. Of inning number three, Don Drysdale will be the first man up for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and we'll jump off to the top of batting order for Gilliam and pick up Reed. Right now, let's pick up Vince.
Well, while we have a chance before Drysdale comes up, we'd like to say hello and a big fat welcome to a happy group of folks sitting in the upper deck halfway between home plate and first base. Members of the Chamber of Commerce of Southampton, Long Island, and we certainly greet them and hope they have a fine day. The folks from Southampton are with us. Don Drysdale, Jim Gilliam, and Pee Wee Reese, bottom of the third, 1-0 Cardinals. Drysdale is 0-for-22. Dixon delivers, and the first pitch cut on and fouled away, 0-1. That was not the you-know-what. Looked more like a curveball. Dixon pouring at the dirt in front of the rubber. Cardinals have run on four hits. The Dodgers, no runs on three hits. We're in the bottom of the third. There's the knuckleball. We'll say it now, and that's inside, 1-1. Dixon just staring into Hobie Landreth. Now Murray's ready. The 1-1 pitch to Drysdale. Cut on. There's a little fly ball into shallow right center. That could be trouble. Blazing game out, but it drops behind him. And Drysdale safely on with his first hit of the year. Don Blazingame knew the ball was going to be trouble. He was charging out there, and the ball landed behind him. He was running with his back to home plate. So Don Drysdale, after 22 pupil attempts, comes up with a base hit. Little looper in the right center. That's hit number four for Brooklyn. And it brings up Jim Gilliam, who singled the right in the first inning and got around as far as third. Jim batting 247. Dixon checking signs now. Drysdale inching off the bag at first. Mutual not holding. He's back of the runner. Dixon delivers. Gilliam tries to bunt and fouls it away. 0-1. Jim not trying to drag a bunt. He's trying to dump it up along third. 0-1 the count. Dodger fans begin a little hand clapping now in the background. Gilliam waiting. 0-1 the count. Dixon ready. The strike one pitch. Cut on and dribbled away foul on a full cut. 0-2. The Phillies are still out down there in the seventh inning. They had scored a run against Milwaukee's Granny Henry hit a home run to make it 2-2. No further report. Cincinnati 3, Giants nothing at the end of 2.5 innings. Strike two pitch is cut on and missed. Dropped by Landreth, the first base is occupied, so there's no need for a throw. Well, Gilliam strikes out. One out and Reese the batter. Pee Wee popped up to short in the first inning, 0-for-1, batting 229. Dixon it looks out, Alvin Dark have made a sign to him, and if you read the sign correctly, Dark put his glove to his chest, and it probably means that Alvin will be covering the bag at second if there's a play. Drysdale inching off first. Dixon ready. Murray delivers to Reese. Peewee swings and doesn't get it. 0-1. You know, there's a lot of guesswork around second base when a batter like Reese is up there. Figure he might be playing hit and run, but a hit and run man doesn't necessarily have to hit behind the runner. In this case, Dark's figuring that maybe Peewee will, so he'd cover the bag. I'm guessing all the time in this game. That's what makes it so tough. Dixon ready, takes a look at Drysdale. The strike one pitch to Peewee, in the dirt, jumps away from Landris, and there goes Drysdale. He's around second, makes a big turn, hesitates halfway, slips, and he's in trouble. They're going to hang him up. Landris throws to second, big time, goes diving back like a rag doll, and he's in. You know who we just saw between second and third? Ichabod Crane, by goodness. That's just who he looked like. If you ever studied English in school, Ichabod Crane. Oh, my. Don Drysdale, 6'5", and about 3'8" of him was going to third, and about 2'7" was going the other way. He almost twisted himself right out of his uniform, and big, lanky Don finally dove back on his chest and made it. The wild pitch got him to second. Boy, did he look funny. Excuse me, but it was funny. All right, one ball and one strike to Peewee. The dirtiest pitcher on the Dodgers staff right now is Don Drysdale at second. The pitch to Reese is cut on and missed. 1-2. The knuckleball went in the dirt, jumped right between the feet of Landris, and went all the way back to the backstop. Drysdale started to stop at second, picked up, continued on, and actually got halfway between second and third. He then made up his mind he had better get back to second and stumbled. So Landris started to run the ball back to the infield, staring at the pitcher, making him commit himself. And then he fired just a little to the right of the bag, and Drysdale did a swan dive, and that's a cruel way to describe a swan, but he made it back. The 1-2 pitch to Reese is cut on a bouncer to Eddie Casco at third. He'll hold Drysdale and throws in the dirt, and Mutual can't dig it out. So Reese is safely on at first, and Drysdale remains at second. Well, the official score figures that Mutual, with his glove flat in the dirt, should have still been able to come up with it. And Stan draws the arrow. Well, it's quite an inning. There's a meeting at the mound now. Drysdale at second, Reese at first, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Cardinals 1, Dodgers nothing, and the batter is Dick Snyder. Oh, gee, I wish I'd seen Drysdale going back to second. Oh. Dick Snyder's batting .260. He singled off the screen in right field in the first inning, was thrown outside to stretch. Dixon in the jam. Murray looks to his base runners. Now delivers to Snyder, and it's way outside, 4-1. One and all the count of the Duke. On deck, Elmer Vallo. No action yet on the Cardinals pen. 1-0 Cardinals, bottom of the third, one out. Drysdale at second, Reese at first. The 1-0 pitch to Snyder. Cut on it, a high drive to deep right field. That's a way out there. It's going to be off the screen. Drysdale had held up. Now he's around third, coming to the plate. He'll score. Dark throws to the plate, not in time. And boy, was there confusion on that one. Done. Drysdale is black. He is absolutely the dirtiest young pitcher in the league right now. Filthy dirty, but he's carried over the tying run. Newcomb, Halston, Cavanaugh, half the Dodgers come to greet him. What happened was the ball, as it hit to right, Del Ennis did a very fine job of making believe he had a play on it. Drysdale held it second. Reese was running, and he almost ran up Drysdale's back. The throw by Ennis came in towards third base and was cut off by Dark, and Drysdale got in under Dark's throw and Reese advanced to third. So Snyder's second hit. A run batted in. It's all tied 1-1. Elmer Vallow the batter, and this has been a wild inning. Vallow hitting 333. Takes a pitch low and outside. Ball one. But Drysdale comes over on the base hit. Reese goes around to third. The Dodgers one run on five hits, and the Cardinals one run on four hits. One error. Reese coming down off third. Snyder at first held on by Stan Musial. The 1-0 pitch to Vallow. Cut on, tap to the hole on the left side. And barehanded by Dark, and they get the force at second. A great play by Dark, and the throw now will get Snyder at second base. There'll be an argument at second with second base umpire Bill Baker. Billy Herman and Walter Alston are arguing that the throw had pulled Don Drysdale off the bag. Reese is over with the run to make it 2-1 Griffin, but things are bubbling here at Ebbets Field. Alston and Herman are fuming mad. The argument continues with Bill Baker. Herman is really the heated man, Alston kind of standing aside. Now Walter does a little chewing himself. Alvin Dark made a magnificent play going into the hole. He could not backhand the ball with his glove. He actually barehanded it, pirouetted in the air, and fired to Blasingame, who just did toe dance the bag for the fourth. So Vallow hits into a fourth play, 6-4, on a great play by Alvin Dark. The run comes over. It's 2-1 Brooklyn. Two out on the third. We'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4, Dean Hunter plays the top hit recordings on the record bandwagon.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
All right, Gino Cimoli the batter. Not too many runs over here in the third, but boy, they've been dancing in the air. It's 2-1 Brookman now, and Gino Cimoli the batter. Vallow off first with two out. Dixon delivers, Cimoli takes low, ball one. Boy, what a great play by Dark. Vallow robbed of a base hit, and instead it's turned into a forced play at second. Reese carrying it over. Brooklyn two runs, five hits. Cardinals one run, four hits, one error. Cimoli waiting. Dixon delivers 1-0, and the pitch is down low, ball two. 2-0. Herman Wehmeyer continues to loosen up down in the Cardinal bullpen. Dixon ready. The 2-0 pitch is cut on, whipped off his right leg. It staggers him. He chases it, picks it up, and throws. Not in time. Murray Dixon had a hot one right off his right leg. It really staggered him on the mound, but he chased it anyway. Out on the grass towards short. His throw a little too late. And Cimoli literally gets a base hit off Dixon. Off his right leg. Oh, this is something. Runners at first and second, two out. Brooklyn 2, Cardinal 1 in the third inning. And Roy Campanella the batter. Campy blooped the single to center in the second inning. He's batting 276. Ebbets Field rocking today, and it's just the beginning. We got quite an afternoon in store for us. Hope you have plenty of shakers. Dixon ready now. Campanella waiting. The pitch to Roy is low at his feet. Ball one. Campanella, the seventh man to come to bat here in the third inning. The Dodgers have scored twice. They lead 2-1. Elmer Vallow at second base. Gino Cimoli at first. Two outs. Dixon ready. Takes a peek at his runners. Now the 1-0 pitch. Campanella takes on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. And now Campanella's mad at plate umpire Frank Sicori. Red hot ball game. Schaefer weather in New York. He got it all here at Ebbets Field today. Dixon ready. The 1-1 pitch to Camp is outside, a diving, lunging block by Hobie Landers, or that pitch would have been back to the backstop. 2-1. On deck, Johnny Roseboro. One pitch to Campanella. Cut on is a high drive to deep left center field. Boyer going near the wall. That ball is gone. His ninth home run, a low line drive, just taking off in the vicinity of left center. Kenny Boyer ran parallel to the wall and finally just disconsolately had to drop his hands to his side, and the ball actually went right down an exit way in the left center field seat. Freddie Hutchinson out to the mound, and that will be all for Murray Dixon. Herman Wiemeyer is coming in, and the Dodgers have come up with 5 runs in the third inning and now lead the Cardinals 5-1. More, what an inning. Well, Herman Wiemeyer taking over for Murray Dixon. And Dixon, who had had 3 complete game victories in a row, has to come out. And enough things happened to him out there in the field, he could write a book on the inning alone. So Dixon gives way, and Herman Wiemeyer takes over. Murray Dixon worked 2 2/3 innings. Gave up 7 hits, 5 runs. He had a wild pitch, did not walk anybody, struck out 1. Well, Herman Wiemeyer taking over. Herman, you remember, perhaps one of the finer performances of his career. He turned it in against Brooklyn in an extra inning ball game. He pitched 12 of a 16 inning game. Wiemeyer is making his 6th appearance in relief. He has started 7 ball games. He has 2 wins and 4 defeats. We checked with the official score and found out that the Dodgers, having scored 5 times here in the third inning to lead 5-1, only 1 of the runs earned. Herman ready and delivers, and Roseboro takes a strike on 1. Oh, by the way, anytime Campanella hits a home run, he establishes a new record in the National League for most home runs hit by a catcher. He had tied Gabby Hartnett at 236, and he hit one the other day to break the tie and stand alone, and now he takes another giant step. He is now at 238 in his career. New mark for National League catchers. Wiemeyer works to Roseboro outside and low. 1 ball, 1 strike. At the end of 8 innings, Milwaukee 3 and the Phillies 2. The end of 4 innings, Cincinnati 3, Giants nothing. At the end of this inning, we'll give you a complete rundown of the scores. 1-1 at a Roseboro. Cut out is a high drive to left field. Back goes Moon to the wall, reaches up and grabs it. Oh, Johnny Roseboro came within a couple of feet of hitting his first Major League home run. Instead, it's a long out. Now, to add it up. 5 runs on 4 hits. There was 1 error. That by Musial. There was a wild pitch. There was the wildest rundown between second and third we've seen in a while. And a chance for Don Drysdale also to get a rest. I wonder if he went in and changed uniforms. We'll wait and see. 5 runs on 4 hits. Nobody left on base. And the big blow, the home run by Campanella. At the end of 3, Brooklyn 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Cardinals 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. Well, Don Drysdale in a new uniform, he's washed off half the grime that he picked up at second base and also at home plate. There's also a psychological angle, too, you know, about putting on a clean uniform. You feel a little bit better, maybe fresher. The Dodgers hope it will work. But Drysdale was quite a moving man out there in the third. The end of three innings of play, Brooklyn 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Cardinals 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. Another moving man, Mr. Hobie Landreth, will be coming up. He'll start it off in the fourth. And for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, and for the play-by-play, here's Al Hofer.
Thank you very much, Ben. Hi, everybody. Well, Ben really got himself a workout in that last half of third. It was really something. 5 big runs and 4 hits for the Dodgers to pick up the lead 5-1. Hobie Landreth will go for one. The first pitch to him is high and outside for ball one. Landreth, a little left-hand hitter, fouled out to Roy Campanella to start things in the second inning for St. Louis. Landreth batting 178 as Drysdale comes in with fastball, and it's laced down across the carpet to short. Jim Gilliam digs it out, snaps his throw to Roseboro, and that's all for Landreth. One up, one down here in the top half of inning number four. Eddie Casco drew a walk when he came up in the second inning, so he's coming up for his first official at-bat, hitting at 293. Brooklyn leads it 5-1. They have 5 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and St. Louis 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Side-on fastball is fired in there for the strike. Casco, right-hand hitter, stands about three-quarters deep in batter's box. Drysdale, tall, skinny right-hander, delivers a side-on fastball, and it's a foul to the stands out of play. No balls and 2 strikes. Following Eddie Casco, we'll have pitcher Herman Wehmeyer coming up. He relieved Murray Dixon after 2 2/3 innings. Gone to the boards. Murray charged with all 5 runs. Curveball swung on and lifted out to right field. Off to his right goes Gino Cimoli, and the Frisco kid got it. 2 down, top half of the 4th inning. Coming up to the plate now will be Herman Wehmeyer. He's had 2 runs batted in for the Cardinals this year, hitting at 235, 4 for 17. Hits him pretty well. Drysdale takes his time from Campanella. Down comes the first pitch, and Wehmeyer watches the fastball streak across the face for ball one. 2 down, the base is empty, top of the 4th. Brooklyn 5, and St. Louis has 1. Drysdale pumps once, kicks and throws. A side-on fastball, and Wehmeyer fouls it off to the left of the plate. The 1-ball, 1-strike count on St. Louis relief pitcher. Just the beginning of a long afternoon between the St. Louis Cardinals and Brooklyn Dodgers. Got another one to go after this one. Probably Willard Schmidt going against Koufax or Padres. In the second game, it all depends on how this first one comes out. The 1-1 delivery. An overhand fastball swung on and missed. 4-2. The ball was fired in just off the letter. Pitch. 4-3. So that's all for Wehmeyer. Called out on strikes. Young Drysdale hangs up his 3rd strikeout of the afternoon. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings remains St. Louis 1, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 5.
You know what our plans are for tonight? We fly to Cincinnati.
Oh, well.
With or without airplane.
Back to Al.
Johnny Neal coming up now in the last half of the 4th inning. He's 0 for 1. He closed out the 2nd inning, rolling out to the right side to Don Blossingame. Herman Wehmeyer, ready to go again. Big blonde Cincinnati Dutchman twists, kicks, and throws. A big curveball, it's hit right back to the mound. Wehmeyer's got it, flips over to first base, and Charlie Neal is up. One away in the last half of the 4th inning, the batter now will be Don Drysdale. Well, Don starts things off in the 3rd inning with a looping single into right center.
and had himself a heyday and a picnic on the base paths. Deserves a round of applause he gets as he comes up to the plate right now. Drysdale, one hit and 23 at-bats, so that gives him the lofty percentage of 0-4-3. Don waggling that bat around. Facing Herman Wiemeyer now. Wiemeyer delivers to him, and Drysdale cuts at it and doesn't get it. Strike one. I go along with Vinny and what he said about Drysdale. You should have seen him hanging up between second and third. He was going in all directions, all ways, at all time. At the same time, or something. Curveball is under his knees, and Drysdale's count now is a ball and a strike. Ever see one of those cartoons where the subject is running one way and decides to go another, and he bends in the middle, sort of skids along and then starts back? That's what Drysdale looks like. The 1-1 delivery, fastball, swung on, there's a long drive, the kid got a hold of one, it is well belted, into the seats for a home run for Drysdale. Well, Slugger Drysdale, that is, won't have to hang up between second and third, he comes on in. Tom Drysdale, he really belted one into left center. Big Don Newcomb shakes his hand as he comes in, and the ball club pops him. That's the second Major League home run for Don Drysdale, his first this year. He really has come out of his batting slump this afternoon, hasn't he? Oh, great goodness. This is a kid's day. Hit number one, run number one off Wiemeyer, and up there now is Gilliam punching the first pitch back for strike one. Foul ball to the net. We've kept telling you all spring long that this Drysdale can hit a ball when he gets a hold of it. It just proved it. Got the fans buzzing. 6-1 now in favor of Brooklyn. High curve ball to Gilliam is outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. I tell you, Mr. Scully, when we get on that airplane tonight and fly down to Cincinnati, there'll be no holding that Drysdale in his seat. Wiemeyer delivers. One looks like an upper. He's coming down the third baseline. Coming in fast as Castle up to the victory. Throw not in time. It's wild. There goes Gilliam. He's going to try to make it to second base. Closing game up with it, and he can't make a throw. Gilliam is in there. That'll be a hit and an error. Jim Gilliam is successful on his punt up the third baseline to get a single. And then when Casco's barehand pickup through the first was wild, he moves on down to second base on the error by Eddie Casco. That's the second error for the St. Louis Cardinals. And Pee Wee Reese comes up to the plate now. Wiemeyer surrendered his second base hit. Gilliam in pretty good scoring position in the 6-1 ball game favor the Dodgers. Down comes the pitch. Reese Offit hits a high fly ball in the short left field. Wally Moon comes charging in for it, has the good shot at it, and takes it. Gilliam holds right there at second. Luke Snyder gets a round of applause in all these many days. Luke's been going up there to the strains of mixed emotions. But the Duke has 2-for-2 this afternoon. He's driven in one run. He hit two singles high off the screen. Right field. In the first inning, he was out trying to stretch it into a double on a fine throw from right fielder Ennis to Alvin Dock, covering his second base. They're going to put him on. They're not going to monkey around with him. Oh, well, Snyder will be walked intentionally. That'll be the first base on balls. Picked up by Brooklyn this afternoon off the combined pitching of starting pitcher Dixon and the now reliever Herman Wiemeyer. There's ball four, and Snyder is off to first base. That'll bring on Elmer Vallow. Elmer Vallow retired the side in the first inning with a pop up to third base. And then in the third, hit a rifle shot down to shortstop. And on second base, and he forced Snyder at second from passing game to shortstop Dart. Elmer Vallow, a left-hand hitter, batting in the cleanup spot at 321. Elmer, very determined, square-shouldered guy. A likable fella. That's a curveball, and hits it out into right center field. Coming on for it is Ken Boyer, and Boyer makes the catch. So in the fourth inning, the Dodgers pick up a run on Drysdale's home run. There were two base hits in the inning. There was an error, and there were two men left on. So the score at the end of four full innings of play, it is Brooklyn 6, and the St. Louis Cardinals have won. The first half of this game was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. Now your host for the next five innings will be Lucky Strike, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Well, still a week's time to enroll your boy in the Dodger Town Summer Camp at Vero Beach Ford, everybody. If your boy is between 10 and 16, if he likes sports, if you want to place him under expert coaches in a well-disciplined, well-planned program of sports competition, you couldn't believe me, you couldn't find a better camp in Dodger Town. The time's a-wasting, so you'd better telephone first thing tomorrow. Call Maine 45091, and that's Maine 45091. Now we move into the top half of inning number five. The first man coming up will be Don Blossingame for the St. Louis Cardinals. So I'll just light you up a lucky now, and we'll see what happens as Blossingame, Dark, and Musial will be facing Don Drysdale. Four inning totals, six runs, nine hits, no errors, Brooklyn. One run, four hits, two errors, St. Louis. Drysdale's run of fastball is over for strike one. At the beginning of play today, the St. Louis Cardinals won fourth place, two and a half games off the pace. Shot on fastball, took foul off the third base side. Check up on the standings once more. Just to make sure. Philadelphia and St. Louis were tied, two and a half games behind, for fourth and fifth place. Brooklyn had third place exclusively. Cincinnati was in second, and Milwaukee in first. Drysdale delivers a pitch to swung on and laced out into right field. That's going to be in for base hit. It's up the alley, going to the wall. Blossingame is on his way to second. Cimoli picks up out there and throws in. Here comes Blossingame moving on over to third. It'll be a sliding triple for him. Blossingame triples up the alley in right center. That's at number five, given up by Drysdale. One run, five hits for St. Louis now. They have Blossingame at third and Alvin Blart. The old pro coming up to the plate. Dark Doctor is thinking for you all the time. Called out on strikes in the first inning, grounded to short in the third. Drysdale ready to work, Dorian does. Puts a swung on. Lined out into right center field. That's in the alley, too. Snyder goes over to cut it off and knocks the ball down. The run will score easily as Dark goes steaming into second with a double. Oh, a triple followed by a double. Both to right center has produced another run. And before we have Musial up there, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
Dan Musial coming up to the plate. Nobody out, one on, one run scored, 6-2 the score in favor of Brooklyn. Side on fastball to stand as high off the face. Ball one. Manager Austin gets up and looks down at the bullpen. He wants some action. Eddie Roebuck gets up and he'll start the throw down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Pitch swung on by Musial and popped back foul. Count is 1-1 on him. Alvin Dark moving away from second. Drysdale to the top of the stretch. Checks down Musial. 1-1's him. The curveball is timed and popped out in a very short left center field. Coming on is Zelma Vallow. And he can't get it. It drops in front of him. Did a pretty good con job on making Alvin Dark believe he was going to catch that ball. Dark had to hold up, so he moved only down to third base.
Musial, a little popper out into left center for the base hit. Alvin Dock moving over to third. That'll be hit number seven off young Drysdale. Nobody out, runners at first and third, and the batter coming up will be Dell Ennis. Walter Alston is called for time, and the manager comes walking out of the Dodger dugout. He'll go out and talk to young Drysdale. Eddie Roebuck is down in the bullpen, cranking her up. Quite a spot. Because here Drysdale is leading by four runs. Nobody out and runners at first and third, and he hasn't pitched these five innings to leave a ball game with a commanding lead. So, what do you think Walter Austin's going to do? Leave the kid in there and take a chance, or will he bring in Eddie Roebuck in hopes that they can stop it right here and now? Unless that's one of the problems the manager has. He's got to make the first guess, and he's got to make his first guess right. He doesn't have a chance to look back over everything in retrospect, or a chance to change his decision once he makes it. No, sir, the manager cannot be the second guesser. He's got to be the first guesser. And Walter Austin is going to take Drysdale out of the ballgame right now. Eddie Roebuck is coming on. So Drysdale pitches four innings plus three men. There's the announcement for Roebuck. He'll come on to pitch here to Dell Ennis in the fifth inning. Nobody out, one run is scored. Dock is on at third. Musial is on at first. And Dell Ennis, who has singled twice, both to left field, both times to left field, will be up to face Eddie Roebuck. While we check up on Roebuck's record, Drysdale takes the long walk and gets the fine round of applause. We'll get over to Jerry for all of the news off the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Okay, Al, one game is over. Milwaukee at Philadelphia, first game of a doubleheader. The Braves win it 3-2. Three runs, 11 hits, no errors. Philadelphia, two runs, five hits, and no errors. Pizarro was the winner. And Miller, who relieved in the eighth inning, was the loser. Jones and Hamner had home runs for Philadelphia. Both came with none on. In the first game of single game, rather, Cincinnati and the Giants, the Red Legs lead 3-0 at the end of five innings of play. Gross for Cincinnati against Crone, Davis, and Barclay for the Giants. At the end of 7.5, Chicago 4, Pittsburgh 1. Kaiser and Lown are relieved in the eighth for Chicago, and for Pittsburgh, Arroyo, Face, and Klein. Bolger a home run, Banks a home run, and Moran a home run for Chicago. That's the first of a doubleheader. Yankees at Kansas City in the American League has not started. Cuts against Morgan. Doubleheader between Chicago and Washington. First game, Chicago 2, Washington nothing at the end of 4. Manoso a home run in the first, one on. Baltimore-Cleveland doubleheader. First game at the end of 6.5. Baltimore 3, Cleveland 2. Johnson against Mossy. Boston-Detroit. 1-0 Detroit at the end of 3.5. Cornelius against Bunning. That's off the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Now back to Al.
All right, Eddie Roebuck's ready to go here to pitch to Dell Ennis. Dell, big right hand hitter. Roebuck comes in with a sidearm sinker and it's swung on. Foul tip for strike one. No balls, one strike. Eddie Roebuck, appearing in his 11th ball game, has won one, he's lost one. Started one game. Curved Ennis, and that's low, that's ball one. One ball and one strike. Eddie Roebuck taking over for Don Drysdale. Here in inning number five. One run scored, two men on, runners at first and third. Nobody out for St. Louis, and the Dodgers lead 6-2. Roebuck sidearms the next pitch in there, swung on, and hit off the end of the bat foul off the first base side. But Terry Moore, the first base coach, knocks it down. One ball, two strikes. Dell Ennis will be followed by Ken Boyer. Then Moon if needed. Runners at first and third. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Closing game opened with a triple to right center. Dark scored him with a double to right center. Curveball swung on it. Long drive to left field. It's curving now and goes foul. One ball and two strikes. We can't close out young Drysdale's record as yet because the two men on the bases are his responsibility. So wait and see what happens with them before can put it down, but we do know this, he cannot be the losing pitcher. Musial at first, Dark is on at third. Second is open, no outs. Roebuck fires in there, and Ennis swings and doesn't get it. Strike three. Ball was actually fouled fifth to fifth. Roy Campanella held it. Now Roebuck comes out of the bullpen, gets the first man he faces by strikeout. That'll bring on Kenny Boyer. Kenny drove in a run in the first inning with a line shot single to left field. He moved Stan Musial in from second base for the St. Louis Cardinal run in the first inning. He walked in again in the third, so he's one for one. Boyer batting at 253. Right-hand hitter, tall, rather slender. Roebuck sidearms him, and the pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Repeating the score, down at Philadelphia in the first game of the doubleheader, Milwaukee 3 and Philadelphia 2. That's the final. Roebuck delivers 0-1. His pitch is just low, ball one. One ball and one strike. At the end of six innings, Cincinnati continues to lead the New York Giants, their first of two. Wait a minute, that's a single game. 3-0. Roebuck sets. The 1-1 pitch. Side armor swung on and hit down back a third. Reaches up with it. Makes his play to home plate as the runner breaks. Alvin Dark is back out. Go down to Roy Campanella. So on the fielder's choice, Boyer moves up to second, and Sam Musial moves over to second base. Boyer on first. Sam Musial on second on the fielder's choice. Reese throwing out. Alvin Dark trying to score from third to Roy Campanella covering. Second out. Musial at second, and Boyer is on at first with Moon coming up to the plate. Repeating in a single ball game, Cincinnati at New York, Polo Grounds at the end of six. Cincinnati 3, and the Giants have nothing. Chicago defeated Pittsburgh, their first of two, 4-1. And Milwaukee took Philadelphia in their first of two, 3-2. Totals on that first game, Chicago 4 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, and Pittsburgh 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. Winning pitcher was Kaiser. Louis Arroyo lost it. Thank you, Alan. Now here's Wally Moon hitting left-handed. Down comes an overhand curveball. Hit right back to the mound off of the knee of Roebuck. Gilliam alertly playing it, picked up close to first base in time. Well, that play will have to go 1-4-3. That retires the side and leaves two men on. One run. In the inning for the St. Louis Cardinals on three base hits. Another score at the end of four and a half innings of play now. It is the Brooklyn Dodgers 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals have 2. Now let's have a word from Jerry Doggett. Time to talk to you folks again about Lucky Strike. My purpose, of course, is to suggest you buy Lucky. In support of this proposal, I might array any number of facts. For example, I might point out that Lucky's are all cigarettes, all fine tobacco that's naturally good-tasting, that's toasted to taste even better. All these facts are true, of course. But how are you going to find out till you give yourself a try? Go Lucky. So buy Lucky, okay?
For the taste that you like, light up a Lucky Strike. You'll say a Lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
last half of the fifth inning, Gino Cimoli coming on to bat, so let's get right back to Al. Gino Cimoli grounded out the shortstop, and he actually got a base hit off Murray Dixon's legs in the third inning. Well, Cimoli, inning number five in the order, batting at 341. Wilmer bumps and pitches, and Cimoli takes a curve on the corner. Yeah, that's strike one. Cimoli to be followed by Roy Campanella, and then by Johnny Roseboro. 6-2 Brooklyn. Wilmer delivers to Cimoli, a soft curve, and Gino lines it foul just outside third. That'll be strike two on Cimoli. Roy Campanella on deck to go next. Gino back in batter's box now. Wilmer back, Cimoli swings and misses strike three. Wilmer, that's his first strikeout. Coming up now is Campanella. Roy hit a three-run home run in the third inning. Knocked in three of the five runs the Dodgers picked up in that third. Hitting his 238th home run of his major league career. And by establishing himself another record, he's the man of record now in the home runs for catchers. Pitch to him low, ball one. That is, he's the catcher of record in the National League. Most home runs hit by a catcher. Career. 1-0 delivery to him. Way outside, and that's ball two. Many times it's been said and observed as it's two fine catchers as Roy Campanella and Yogi Berra. In opposite leagues at the same time. Sidearm curve to Camp. He's in there for a strike. Count is 2-1. Colby Landreth has started off the ball game catching Murray Dixon. Had to jump all over the place. Has had a little easier time of it with Herman Wiemeyer. 2-1 delivery. Overhand curve is tapped out in front of the plate and then kicks foul. A lot of English on it. Two balls, two strikes. The count on Roy Campanella. I hope as you're driving along in your car this afternoon and enjoying your lucky strike, that you'll take it easy and pay attention to all the rules of the road. Come home safely. It's a beautiful day to be out, too. Fine day to be right here in the ballpark. Sidearm curve, snaps off shoulder high outside for ball three. Campanella now has the count of 3-2. One out, last half of the fifth. Nobody on. 6-2 to score, Brooklyn lead. Wiemeyer, the relief pitcher for St. Louis, delivers 3-2, and the pitch is outside for ball four. Campy walks. That'll be the second base on balls offered by Wiemeyer. The batter coming up will be John Roseboro. Struck out in the second inning and just narrowly missed hitting a home run in the third. Sent a ball deep to Moon in left field. Wally had to back up against the boards to make the catch. Well, Roseboro, moving on, has just one base hit and 10 times up. That was a bunt single. We know he can clip the ball. He's proved it. Slender left-hand hitter. Wiemeyer tries one on him at the knees. Johnny doesn't go for it. That's ball one. On the next pitch, hits a high pop-up. Right back to pitcher's mound, first baseman Musial under it and hauls it in. Campanella Hall and right on there at first base. Two down in the last half of the fifth inning. In about an hour will be Charlie Neal. Charlie's been up twice. He rolled out to the right side to second baseman Blessingame to retire Brooklyn in the second. And as the leadoff man in the fourth inning, hit back to the mound. He's thrown out. Wimar checks his runner, Campanella, delivers the plate, and Charlie Neal. It's a high popper out into short center field. Kenny Boyer flips the glasses, comes charging on for it. Now he's got it. And that's all in the fifth inning for the Brooklyn Dodgers. No runs, there were no base hits. A walk left the man, and Campanella was the man stranded at first base. Now the score at the end of five full innings of play remains Brooklyn 6, and the St. Louis Cardinals have 2. End of the sixth inning of the ball game with Landreth, Casco, and Wehmeyer. First three due up to face Eddie Roebuck. And so now for a lucky strike, right back to Al for the play-by-play. All right, Jerry, the totals at the end of five innings. It's Brooklyn 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. And the St. Louis Cardinals 2 runs, 7 hits. They have 2 errors. Down in the bullpen, McDaniel up throwing for the St. Louis Cardinals. Juan McDaniel throwing, brother of Lindy McDaniel. Roebuck's first pitch to left hand hitting Landreth is outside for ball one. Hope he's 0 for 2. He fouled out to Campanella and was thrown out from second base in the fourth inning by Gilliam. Pass ball at the knees, gets him. That's strike one. One ball and one strike. Lucky strike. Very happy to be puffing it to you from Ebbets Field, as first of the doubleheader. Curveball in off the fists. It's too tight up against the hitter. That's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Roebuck back to the hitter Landreth. Pitches him inside off the hands. Ball three. Three and one. After the second game of today's doubleheader, the Dodgers will board their brand new Dodger Convair. They're winging out to Cincinnati. Last ball outside, ball four. Landreth walks to open the sixth for St. Louis. That'll be the third base on balls St. Louis has picked up, and the first off Eddie Roebuck in relief. The batter is Eddie Casco. He's walked and he's slid to right. He's 0 for 1, batting at 290. By the way, that game tomorrow night will be heard over the Dodger Radio Network and WMGM, and also will be TV'd right back on Channel 9. Pitch to Casco low, ball one. This trip, you'll see ball games, three of them from Cincinnati. You'll see ball games from St. Louis and from Milwaukee and Chicago. Curve in off the hips, twisting Casco out of there. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Landreth at first base, nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. The St. Louis Cardinals at bat. They're trailing four runs. The Dodgers 6, St. Louis 2. Second game here this afternoon, Will Schmidt probably against Koufax or perhaps Puckett. Sidearm curve is low at the knee. Right on ball three. The 3-0 delivery, sidearm fastball, is in for the strike. Count is 3-1. The end of 6.5 innings, Cincinnati in a single ball game with the Giants lead the Giants 3-0. First game of the doubleheader, Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-2, and Chicago took Pittsburgh 4-1. Curveball on the inside corner. Casco runs his count to 3-2. Down in the bullpen now for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Clem Levine starting to get that soup bone loose. Nobody out, one on here in the sixth inning. Landreth, the runner at first. Holds on the 3-2 pitch as it's fouled away down the third base side.
3-2 delivery on Castro. One strike three. And before we have Herman Wehmeyer, our pinch hitter up there, let's quickly pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. The weatherman says mostly sunny, not quite so warm today with a chance of thunder showers. This afternoon high 85 to 90. The time 30 seconds, 4 o'clock.
Joe Cunningham up there to bat now for Herman Wehmeyer, left-hand hitting outfielder, infielder. Batting at 3-11, takes the first pitch inside for ball one. So it looks as though Von McDaniel will be coming on to do the pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, with his heel in the bullpen for them, right-hander. Joe Buck is ready. Pitches, fastball inside off the hips. Two balls, no strikes. Now Eddie is ready. Delivers a soft curve and gets that in under the letters. That'll be strike one. Two balls and one strike. In the second game down at Philadelphia, Milwaukee will have on the mound Lou Burdette, and the Phillies will go with Kurt Simmons. Burdette and Simmons. Milwaukee took the first game from Philadelphia 3-2. Touch ball over the inside corner. Off the hands of Cunningham. Strike two, and that sets into John and Holland with plate umpire Sikora. Lanford still down at first base. Roebuck to the top to stretch. Delivers. And the pitch is low. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. One out here in the top of the sixth inning. One base runner. Score 6-2 in favor of Brooklyn over St. Louis. First game of the doubleheader. Cunningham batting for Herman Wehmeyer, who pitched 2 1/3 innings. Gave up two hits and a run. Overhand fastball is inside for ball four. And that'll move Landreth down to second base now as pinch hitter Cunningham takes first. Two bases on balls given up by Roebuck, and will go to the top of the batting order to pick up Don Blossingame. Dom was called out on strike, stepped back to the mound, and then hit a triple to right center field in the fifth inning and was scored as the one run. Dom was picked up there in the fifth. Still 6-2. That's the score, 6-2. In favor of Brooklyn over St. Louis. Blossing game standing in now as Robot goes to the stretch. Delivers the plate. Soft curve. It's over the inside corner off the hands for strike one. Roebuck taking plenty of time. Kevin Levine throwing hard down on Brooklyn bullpen. He's just about ready. He stops every once in a while between pitches. Looks around to see what's going on. Two walks, two placed runners at first and second. There's one out. Sidearm pitch swung on and trickled up the first baseline foul. Count now on Blossingame is no balls and two strikes. The Giants came up with a run in the seventh inning. So at the end of seven, it's Cincinnati 3 and the New York Giants 1. They're playing a single game at the Polo Grounds today. Starting pitcher in that ball game. He was relieved.
That ball swung on, hit in the center field. It's in for a base hit. Schneider over to cut it off. Fires in quickly, and the bases are loaded. Threw a strike right into the plate, too, to Campanella. So two walks and a single to center have loaded the bases with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Set up Robuck, first hit. St. Louis now has a total of eight base hits. That's seven off young Drysdale, who went four innings plus pitching through three men in the fifth. When he was touched for a triple, a double, and a single, Walter Austin came out and got him. Now Robuck with one out has the bases loaded behind him as the Brooklyn infield goes to double play depth. Up there is Dark. He got to the first pitch. It's a bounding ball to Neal. He goes back to Gilliam for one. The throw on the first base. Not in time. The run comes in to score. Cunningham winds up at third. Forsythe gives Dark the RBI. Of course, the second is crossing game from short second. The run scoring is Landry from third base. Taking station now, third is Cunningham. Robuck coughs up a run. It's now 6-3 in favor of the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the St. Louis Cardinals have runners at first and third with Sam the Man coming up. Musial has two base hits and three drives, a couple of singles. Musial right now batting at 361. Robuck delivers to Musial. A left-hand batter takes low and away for ball one. Cunningham stepping down off third. Alvin Dark moving away from first. Two down in the sixth inning. Musial digging in. Robuck ready. Fires in there. Musial swings on a pitch. Ball deep to right field. That's fair trouble. And it is over the wall for a home run for Musial. His 14th home run of the year, and he drives in three runs with it. So it's all locked up at 6-6. All the runs that are gotten here this sixth inning by St. Louis are the property of Herman Wehmeyer, for whom they hit in the sixth inning. Well, Robuck gives up his second hit. Second, third, and fourth run. The batter at the plate now is Del Ennis. It's a strike on him. Well, if you don't like the complexion of the ball game, just wait a minute. It'll change. The 0-1 delivery. Del Ennis takes the curve, and it's in there. It's an ease for a strike. No balls, two strikes. You count on Del Ennis. Well, that Musial. Break up a ball game for you in a twinkling of an eye, or cement it up or something. All right, Jackson going down to the bullpen now to throw. Get ready. Forcing to it. Pitch is outside. Delanis is counted as a ball and two strikes. But back on the 1-2 count to Ennis. The pitch is in there for strike three. Well, Ennis drawing a little bit to score and doesn't seem to like it. That's not going to help him much. That's the third strikeout for Eddie Robuck. That's count up the damage here in the sixth inning. Four big runs for the St. Louis Cardinals to tie up the ball game. There were only two hits in the inning, a single and a home run, but two walks were in there and figured prominently. There were no errors, and nobody left on. The score at the end of 5 1/2 innings of play. It's the St. Louis Cardinals 6, the Brooklyn Dodgers have 6. Jerry, I know you've got something, so speak your piece.
Right, Al. Say, fans, ever hear the expression, good ball? Translated, that's baseball talk for a player with sharp eyes and a good sense of the strike zone. A guy who takes the bad ones and gets lots of wood on the good ones. Now try this one. Real smoking enjoyment. If you want to know what that means, just write up a Lucky. Why a Lucky? That's easy. A Lucky's a genuine cigarette. All cigarettes. All fine tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Yes, sir. Smoking a Lucky is a genuine pleasure. A pleasure you can help yourself to right now. Enjoy the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Last of the sixth inning coming on, and Lindy McDaniel's little brother, Vaughn McDaniel, now comes on to do the pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. Ball game all tied up at 6-6. The Dodgers 6 runs on 9 hits. The Cardinals 6 runs on 9 hits. A home run by Musial got it all caught up after Campanella's home run had put the Dodgers out in front by 5-1. So here we go, last of the sixth inning, and right back to Al.
Did I hear you correctly? You said Lindy McDaniel's little brother?
Make it younger brother.
I was just going to say, this one out there now is about 6'3". He's a pretty good-sized kid. He was signed by the Cardinals as a free agent, a bonus player. On the 23rd of May this year, he bats and throws right-handed. He was born in 1939 at Hollis, Oklahoma. 6'2½", weighs about 180 pounds, so he gives you the impression he's pretty much of a string bean right-hander. Sandy Ambrose will bat against him. Takes the curve from the kid, good for the strike. He appeared, Vaughn McDaniel appeared against Philadelphia. He has no record. Only pitched 4 innings. Came in a relief. Gangly right-hander pitches, and Amaros, batting for Robuck, doesn't get it. So for Sandy now, the count is no balls, 2 strikes. Six and six, that's the score. So young McDaniel has to assume this ball game. Both Dixon, Wehmeyer, down to the boards this afternoon. Dixon off the hook, and Wehmeyer cannot win or lose it. Daniel delivers, his curve is low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. This guy posted incredible records at Arnett High School. 3 years, he won 44 and lost 8. That's winning a few ball games. Delivers an overhand curve, and Amaros beats this one up the first baseline foul. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Sandy. What a combination this boy is, McDaniel. Probably the reason he gets the word Vaughn. He's German, Scotch, and Irish descent. That's mixing up pretty good. Now the 1-2 delivery. Down it comes. Amaros swings and doesn't get a big curveball. Strike 3. Amaros batting for Robuck. Strikes out. Now Jim Gilliam will get a crack. Batting against this young fellow. Older delivers. The curveball is inside and low. 1 ball and no strikes. Jim Gilliam singled twice and struck out once. He's 2-for-3, batting at 249. One all delivery. Fastball. Hit back foul. All tied 6-6. Each side having 9 base hits. Buck is out of the ball game after actually having pitched 2 innings. Clem Levine's the sole worker down in the Brooklyn bullpen, so it looks as though Clem will be coming on. 1-1 delivery. The curve nicely in at the knees. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn McDaniel. Lindy McDaniel's younger brother. Both of them pitching on the Cardinal staff. This one is the bonus, baby. Out there in the mound, a great big heave and a sigh. Now he lazily goes to the stretch, delivers 1-2, and the curve is just outside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. As I guess I should have said, when as far as these McDaniel boys are concerned, this is the youngest of the bonus babies, because they both were signed for about $50,000 apiece, reportedly. That ball swung on by Gilliam, hit the center field. Ken Boyer, and he strikes out there, hauls it down. That's the second out in the last half of sixth inning. The bases remain empty. The batter coming on now will be Reese. Reese, the veteran, facing the kid. Vaughn has just taken his cap off to mop his brow, and you should see the shock of hair he's got. Stands straight up like a freight wig and cut off close. Is it the Ivy League style they call that? We used to call it crew cut. Which is which? Billy Reese. Pitch to him is low for ball one. I can remember right on this field, Reese playing his very first ball game coming up as a Dodger. Hasn't changed a great deal. Pitch, curve on the inside corner to Fitz for a strike. One ball, one strike. Reese has gone 0 for 3 this afternoon. He's popped to short. Was a base runner in the third on Musial's fielding error on a low throw. And in the fourth, fly to left. Daniel tries the pass ball, gets it in at the knees. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Daniel, rather gawky and gangly. That's another pitch loose, and Reese takes that in there. Denise, the call strike three, and that was a fast-breaking curveball. Captain's called out on strikes. Nothing across in sixth inning. John McDaniel hangs up two strikeouts in pitching one inning. Score at the end of six innings of play. St. Louis, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. But there are runs, hits, and errors all over the place this afternoon, so let's get to the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Jerry?
All right, Al, in the ball game at the Polo Grounds at the end of 7.5, Cincinnati 3, the Giants 1. Milwaukee won the first game from Philadelphia, 3-2, for Zal the winner over Miller the loser. Second game, it'll be Burdett and Simmons, and no score at the end of 1. Chicago beat Pittsburgh 4-1, Kaiser the winner over Arroyo, and the second game, it'll be Rice and Turkey. The Cubs now have beaten the Pirates 3 straight after the Pirates have knocked off the Redlegs 4 in a row, so how do you figure it? The Yankees and Kansas City game at the end of 3 innings, no score. Johnny Cooks against Morgan. Washington-Chicago, it's 4-2, Chicago at the end of 6.5. Baltimore-Cleveland first game, 4-3. Cleveland leads at the end of 8 innings of play. And Detroit leads Boston 1-0 at the end of 6 innings of play. And that's everything right off the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Well, you know, sitting here and watching that young Lindy McDaniel, I wonder how the kid feels. A month ago, he was a high school student out in a little town in Oklahoma. Here he is in the biggest city in the country, facing ball players like Amoros, Gilliam, and Reese, and just looks cool as a cucumber. How about that?
Yeah, it reminds you of young Bob Taylor, who came in and cut the other night for the Braves. I wonder how he felt. I guess you could say they both felt about the same, because it wasn't so long ago he was catching for his high school, too, out in Metropolis.
That's what makes baseball a great game, Al, when kids can come out of high school like that and with all that ability, come right up there and play.
Yeah, how old do you feel today, Dad?
Well, about 16.
Hello. Yes, sir. I don't know, there's something about this great game of baseball that keeps you thinking young, feeling young. Young Boyer's up there now to face Clem Levine, who hooks him and is in there for a strike. Clem Levine coming on. Levine has won 3 and has lost 1. He saved 8 ball games for Brooklyn. It's a swing on. There's a long drive deep to left field. That's a well hit ball, and it is gone into the left field stand for a home run for Boyer. Boyer hitting his 7th home run. 2 home runs that have been poked here. The St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon. The match for 2, hit by Brooklyn, one by Campanella, one by Drysdale. Oh, the Cardinals move out in front, 7-6. Well, that'll
1,000 luckies for our 100 hospitals on this broadcast. While they're mowing up there, taking a strike. Our honor hospitals for this broadcast this afternoon, United States Army Hospitals at Fort Monmouth and at West Point. The result so far of today's play is 4,000. Lucky's all earmarked and ready for him. Moon swings on the next pitch, misses at strike two. Ready to pitch again now to Moon. Starts his motion. Delivers 0-2. Touch ball. Outside. 1-2. Backing off from a curveball, hooks in over the fist. That's ball two. 2-2. The other night against the Braves, Levine came in and saved the ball game. Fastball just outside. Down to 3-2 now to Moon. Came on the 13th. And lost one. Lost his first ball game. Big roar from the crowd. The Giants batting in the last half of the eighth inning have come up with 3 runs to move out in front of Cincinnati, 4-3. They still at bat. Levine pitches. Low, ball four. So Clem gives up his first base on ball. Right now is the catcher for St. Louis, Toby Landreth. He's gone 0-2. He walked his last time out. I was in the sixth as the leadoff man. He scored one of the 7 runs the Cardinals now have. Levine whirls, throws to first. Moon has to dive in on his stomach. Down in the Brooklyn bullpen, right-hander Don Besson gets up and starts the throw. Levine, who's been having trouble with his shoulder, his left shoulder, ready to work to Landreth, but he backs away from the plate and calls for time. Here in the seventh, Boyer's leadoff home run has given the St. Louis Cardinals a 1-run bulge. Moon has walked. He's on at first. Roseboro holds the corner. And Landreth is the batter to be followed by Casco. Levine is set. Delivers. Hits a swing on. Almost hits Levine in the face as it goes by. Ripped out into center field. Moon goes down to second to hold on as Landreth singles sharply to center. Hit off Levine. Now he's got trouble on the bases behind him. Runners at first and second. He's given up 1 run on the home run to Boyer here in the 7th inning. So that draws a conference at the mound. Casco. They're expecting him to bunt the infield, pulls in. Curveball to him is outside. He gives no indication and takes ball one. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in the seventh. The Cardinals have gone ahead. On Boyer's home run, they lead 7-6. Putting on the double play here in the seventh inning with Moon at second and Landreth on at first. Levine ready. Delivers to Casco and pitch swung on and bounded down to shortstop. Kneel up with it. Goes to second for one. The throw on the first. There's the double play with Moon moving over to third. Well, that'll earmark another 1,000 luckies for our VA hospital, Fort Monmouth and Westport.
That's our Army hospital.
Let's go heading into a double play. Now we're waiting for a batter. Come out of there. It should be Von McDaniel. He's looking around for a hat. Hard hat that fits him. And here comes the kid. Well, he's out there stuffing that ball in pretty well in the sixth inning. Let's see how he is as a batsman. Two down, runner at third. That's Wally Moon. One run has been scored. 7-6 ball game, favor St. Louis. The line delivers fastball. Kid takes it low. He stands about three quarters deep at the plate. Slightly open stance. Sort of crouches and holds it that way down with the knob. 6 feet, 2.5. He has plenty of swinging room. Moon, a couple of chopping steps down off third as Levine delivers the strike. One ball and one strike. Levine taking plenty of time. Looks over at third now, looks down, delivers 1-1. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. First game of a doubleheader. Cleveland pulls it out. Beats Baltimore 4-3. Four runs, six hits and an error. Baltimore three runs, nine hits, one error. Johnson lost it. Connie Johnson and Ray Narleski won it for Cleveland. First game of a doubleheader. 4-3 Cleveland over Baltimore. Third ball swung on a missed strike three. Well, that's all. As McDaniel strikes out. They end things in the seventh inning. One run. There were two base hits. There was only one man left on, thanks to the double play. Well, the score at the end of 6.5 innings of play, it is St. Louis 7, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 6. Well, fans, what do you say we listen in on some thoughts as expressed by a Dodger fan, who incidentally is also a lucky smoker? Okay? Well, let's go.
Well, lucky 7th. Time for all the hometown fans to stand up and be counted. I guess I'll do likewise. Stretch way out. Oh, boy, that feels good. Now, where are my luckies? Fresh pack. Nothing like it. Lucky 7 and a lucky strike. Oh, boy, that's great. They're not just talking when they say luckies taste better. Tell you how much better. You light one up. You'll say a lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
So with a hand clapping music by Gladys Gooding, we have had the seventh inning stretch. Offensively, we go to the last half of the seventh inning. Snyder, Vallo, and Simoli up in that order. It's a 7-6 ball game with young Von McDaniel. 18-year-old youngster on the mound for St. Louis. It's his ball game to win it or lose it, and he has a one-run bulge to go on. Duke Snyder standing in has two base hits and an intentional base on ball. So he's perfect so far for the day, 2-for-2. Daniel delivers him, and Snyder goes after it and doesn't get it. Snyder batting a 2-6-4. Elmer Vallo hanging around to be the next batsman. Young McDaniel pulls at the peak of his cap, straightens the headpiece, and now he's ready to go. Snyder waving that bat back and forth menacingly. The pitch, Duke backs off and takes a curve in off the fist for ball one. As soon as we find out what happens with Duke Snyder, we'll have the stations identify themselves, so stand by close to the switches, fellas.
now for the 1-1 delivery. Then McDaniel cuts it loose. Snyder looks at it, and it costs him. It's in there. Strike two. Throws a nice curveball. Bobby Landreth working behind the plate for St. Louis, trying to help Tayshaun McDaniel. Drop a little fella, about to flash out the sign. McDaniel's ready. The 1-2 pitch to Duke Snyder. Down it comes. Curveball is swung on, hit foul. Actually, hit foul and hit the foot of Snyder and rolled out toward the mound. But foul ball, and the count is 1-2. 7 runs on 11 base hits for St. Louis. Brooklyn 6 runs on 9 base hits. New York beat Cincinnati 4-3. Single ball game. Giants 4 and the Cincinnati Red Lakes 3. Final score. The 1-2 delivery. Snyder swings it together. Fast breaking curveball off the pitch. That's the third strikeout for young Vaughn McDaniel in the sixth inning. He struck out Amoros batting for Robot. Had Gilliam fly to center and got Reese on called strikes. So he's faced 4 men and struck out 3. Now he'll pitch to El Navallo. Eddie Casco comes across from third base to say something to young McDaniel. Tall, skinny right-hander goes to the rosin sack. Moves up there as Fallow, left-hand hitter, digs in. Elmer this afternoon is 0-3. He scored 1 run. In third inning, he was on by a force out. Takes a curveball, and that's in there for a strike. Young McDaniel spinning him in there pretty well this afternoon. It's his ball game to win it or lose it. He leads it 7-6. St. Louis 7 and Brooklyn 6. Pitches. Fellow swings. Hits a fly ball to deep left field. Going back at Moon to the wall. He leaps. He cannot get it. It bounces off the wall. Elmer Fellow on his way to second. Steams in there with a two-bagger. That ball missed just by about a foot or so. Going into the left field stand. Fellow hitting an outside pitch for a double to left field. McDaniel has been jolted for the first time. Well, here's another guy who can jolt you if he gets a hold of it. Gino Cimoli. Let's see, the Frisco kid has had 1 base hit this afternoon in 3 times up. Struck out his last time. That was in the 5th inning. The only time he got on base, he came in as one of the runs to score when Campanella, in the 3rd inning, unloaded his 9th home run of the year, his 238th of his major league career, for 3 runs. 7-6 to score. The Dodgers threatening to tie it here with 1 out in the 7th. Elmer Fallow on 2nd base. McDaniel sets. Looks at 2nd. Delivers. Cimoli takes low and outside for ball 1. Takes a short lead at 2nd base. Stands up there, hands on hips. Alvin Dodge pulled down a couple steps more now toward 3rd base, laying back deep at short. Left field about straight away to Cimoli. They're planning deep. Right hand hitter with an overly close stance. Young McDaniel at the stretch. Comes set, delivers a sidearm curve that's low and away outside. Ball 2. This will be the first chance we will have had to watch McDaniel work with pressure on his shoulders. 1 out, Fallow in scoring position at 2nd. Cimoli to be followed by Campanella. 7-6. That's the score. Favor St. Louis. Vaughn delivers. His curve is nicely in at the knees for strike 1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Oh!
the end of three innings, the Yankees nothing in Kansas City, nothing in their ball game out of KC. Repeating, the Giants beat Cincinnati this afternoon, 4-3. McDaniel ready. 2-1 to plate. It's swung on. Hit up the first base side. Tesco makes his play heard. Lead to stand the usual. As Zallo holds second, there's the second up. Well, before we have Campy up there, let's pause for station identification now. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
Roy Campanella starting to dig in now for the Dodgers, has singled, hit a three-run home run, and has walked. Well, Campy's batting average stands right this minute at .281. Mavallo, the lone base runner for the Dodgers, and on at second. McDaniel checks him, delivers a curve to Campanella at the knees on the corner for a strike. Three years of high school competition. This young fellow won 44 and lost 8. Rather an incredible record. Skinny left-hander ready. Sets, delivers, a curve into the dirt, blocked by the chest of Hobie Landreth, his catcher. I don't know of anybody in the business of working behind the plate that scrambles more than Hobie Landreth does. He's fighting that ball all the time he's in there. He'll dive to his knees, he'll jump out on his chest. He'll do anything to get a hold of a baseball. Now the 1-1 delivery. The pitch is swung on McCampanella. Bounding ball is short. Dark is up with it. Oops, he threw across the diamond to Musial, and that's all for the Dodgers, 7-7. No runs, one hit for Brooklyn. One man was left on. There were no errors. And the score at the end of 7. It is St. Louis 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Brooklyn 6 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. And now, let's have a word from Jerry Doggett. You've been resting quite a while, Jerry.
Yeah, Al. Hey, you got your copy of the new Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book yet? This handy little book is a must for baseball fans and particularly Dodger fans. 159 pages of records, diagrams of the ballpark, team rosters including uniform numbers, World Series and All-Star Game statistics, and much, much more. Now here's how to get your copy. Send 50 cents, your name and address to Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. Yes, sir, the Schaefer Lucky Strike Guide and Record Book is really something. So order yours right away today. Well, we go to the eighth inning now with the top of the Cardinal batting order coming on to face Clem Levine. The Cardinals lead it by 7-6 score. The margin now supplied by Kenny Boyer's leadoff home run against Levine in the seventh inning. Dodgers missed out on a chance by Omar Vallo there in the seventh inning. Omar's ball just missed by inches of going into the left field stands to tie it up. Omar got the second, was left stranded there. So we go to play in the eighth inning, and again for Lucky Strike, here's Al.
Don Blessingame will lead things off for the St. Louis Cardinals. He'll be starting their fifth batting around. He's been called out on strikes. He's tapped to the mound. He's tripled to right center and singled to center. He has 2 for 4. Don, slender, left-hand batter, going along at 3-0-1. Clem Levine ready to go to work. This is Clem's ball game. He's the pitcher of record now for Brooklyn. Delivers the pitch is a fastball through the first strike. St. Louis has used three pitchers. This is the third one to work for the Dodgers. Fastball, right in there again. That's strike two. The 0-2 pitch, Blessingame looks, let up curveball is outside. One ball and two strikes.
Let's remind you all that we have a very interesting between-game show lined up today. The Shinnecock Indian Reservation from Southampton, Long Island, is going to put on some of their Indian dances right here on the field. Pitch swung on, missed, strike three. And that's all for Blessing Game. He strikes out for the Pioneer in the eighth inning. The plan is first strikeout. That off, make that the second strikeout for Levine. Alvin talked about it. He's at the first pitch and hits the bounding ball to second. Gilliam gloves it. On the come in, close to Roseburg first, and that's it for the St. Louis shortstop. Two down. About an hour is Sam Nuzio. Like we said a minute ago, we have some interesting goings on here. At Ebbets Field, in between games, have a real live Indian princess, Melodama. She'll describe them to the folks. She'll describe them to you, too, so stay tuned between games today for the Shinnecock Indians from Southampton, Long Island. Well, that'll be something. San Nuzio. Twice a single, once is homered. And four times up. And lifting that batting percentage up very well. He's batting at 364. Takes the Levine fastball. A time for ball one. Clem cranks up again. Fires that pitch in there. Musial after it. Peels it back foul. One ball and one strike. If you're not keeping score with us, and you're looking ahead to the last half of the eighth inning, it'll be Rose, Pearl, Neal, and the pitcher spot coming up. Levine letting Musial cool out a little bit while he grinds a new ball around the palms of his hands. Now the 1-1 delivery. A little outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike on Stan the man. Two down, the bases empty in the top of the eighth inning. St. Louis 7, Brooklyn 6. New York took Cincinnati this afternoon in the single game at the Polo Grounds. The final score was 4-3. Giants coming from behind to win it. Third ball swung on the Musial and popped up into right field. Coming on is Gino Simole looking up into the sun and hauls it down. So that guitar's aside in the eighth inning. For St. Louis, they go down with nothing across. That's only the second time they've gone down flat. Score at the end of 7.5 innings now. St. Louis 7, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 6. Jerry,
now for a quick trip to the captain's corner. Captain Peewee, you're up.
I'm often asked to name my all-time all-star team of fellas I've played against. It's a tough thing to do. And you will notice I have listed quite a few Cardinals, but they have had some great clubs during my career. Well, here goes. First base, Johnny Mize. Second base, Red Shandies. Third base, Whitey Kurowski. Shortstop, Alvin Dark. Left field, Enos Slaughter. Center field, Willie Mays. Right field, Stan Musial. Best pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Man, he was a nasty one on that mound. The all-around best hitter would have to be Stan Musial. I guess this is the kind of a team a manager dreams about.
Well spoken, Captain Reese. Got a suggestion for you before we focus back on the game, fans. Light up a Lucky and enjoy the genuine pleasure of a genuine cigarette. You'll say a Lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Last of the eighth, Dodgers coming on with Roseboro, Neal, and Levine due up here to face young Vaughn McDaniel. So back to play, and here again is Al.
Johnny Roseboro has struck out, his fly to the left, he's popped to first. He's 0 for 3 for this one, playing his third game at first base since having been brought in for Montreal. And in the way of base hits, Roseboro has one base hit. He got a bunt single. He's 1 for 11, hitting at 0-91. The left-hand batter. Juan McDaniel, 18-year-old right-hander, kicks and throws a curve that's low to Roseboro for ball one. Don Bessem gets up and starts to throw now in the Brooklyn bullpen. Probably we'll have a hitter for Levine in the last half of this eighth inning. Young McDaniel delivers again to this left-hand hitter. Roseboro after golfs one foul down the first base side back into the crowd out of play. One ball and one strike. At the end of three innings of their second game, it's Milwaukee nothing and Philadelphia nothing. Lou Burdett going against Kurt Simmons. The first game went to Milwaukee 3-2. Chicago to Pittsburgh in their first game 4-1. Curveball to Roseboro was high and outside. Two balls and one strike. In the second game of the doubleheader at Pittsburgh, at the end of two innings, the Pirates lead the Cubs 2-1. And at the end of four and a half innings, Kansas City leads the Yankees 2-0. Got a final here for you in the first game. We'll give it to you in a minute. Last ball, Roseboro cuts and doesn't get it. That's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. The Chicago White Sox in their first game with Washington beat them 4-2. Jim Wilson won another one, and Pete Ramos lost it for Washington. 4-2 final, Chicago over Washington, first of two. The 2-2 delivery to Roseboro. Curveball, and he swings and misses strike three. McDaniel's pouring that ball in there. Roseboro's got four strikeouts now. See, he came out in the sixth inning. Set four men down in order, three by strikeouts. And then Battle doubled. Now he set three more down. Facing eight men, he struck out four of them. Charlie Neal, a batter. Charlie's drawn the horse collar so far. He's 0-3. And the pitch hits him on the left hip. Soft curveball. He twists but can't get away from it, so Neal is on. Ralph Willow's going to come up to bat now for Levine. John O'Neill, base runner, and represents the trying run for Brooklyn. John at first base, it for the pitch. Carl Perillo, right-hand hitter, moving on to bat for Clem Levine. Carl batting at 276. 276. After the eighth inning, 7-6 to score, St. Louis. Ralph Perillo batting for Levine. Swings on a pitch and hits a high fly ball to straightaway center field. It's playable, and Boyers under it and hauls it down. Hurries his throw in, and Charlie Neal, halfway to second, has to come back. Two down in the last of the eighth inning, the batter now is Jim Gilliam. Down at Pittsburgh, at the end of the second inning of their doubleheader, Wayne has come down and is holding up the ball game. Pittsburgh won, lost the first one. Chicago took them 4-1. At the end of four innings now, it's Milwaukee nothing, Philadelphia nothing in their nightcap game. Milwaukee took the first one 3-2. Giants beat Cincinnati in a single game at the Polo Grounds 4-3. At the end of five, Kansas City leads the Yankees 2-0. Now let's take a look and see what happens with Gilliam. McDaniel checks his runner, looks at Gilliam, feeds a curve into him, and Junior slaps a foul off first base. No balls and one strike. Gilliam's been up four times. He singled twice. He struck out once and flied to center. Batting at 248. Dodgers have a tying run on here in the eighth inning at first base. Cardinals lead them 7-6. McDaniel eyes his runner, Charlie Neal. Then looks down at Gilliam. Delivers, there goes Neal, fits a swung on, and looks out into left field. Coming on for it is Moon, and he's got it. Well, that's all in the eighth inning for Brooklyn. No runs, there were no base hits. A hit batsman left one man on. Charlie Neal stranded his first.
So the score at the end of eight full innings of play. St. Louis 7, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 6. Joe, you got a word for us?
I got the time, Al. It's exactly 4:55. Eastern Daylight Time here in Brooklyn. And it's light-up time. Time to light up the Lucky. So stretch a match. Stretch out and get set to enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. You know, fans, a Lucky stops in any league. And no wonder. It's all cigarettes. Packed firm with nothing but fine, naturally good-tasting tobacco. Tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. You bet. Make your next pack Lucky Strike. See if you don't say a Lucky is the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Now, pending for the Dodgers, number 46, Don Preston.
Going to the ninth inning, Del Ennis threw up for the Cardinals, and coming on for the Dodgers is Don Preston to replace Levine. Levine would out for a pinch hitter, Carl Brillo. So back to the action, and here's Al.
All right, Jerry, Don Preston is appearing in his 11th ball game, all in relief. He's pitched 22 innings. His record with the league is 1 win and 2 losses. His earned run average is 5.73. Don Preston out there on the mound now, smooth and dirt. Standing outside. About his boss waiting to get up there. The Del Ennis. Then will come Ken Boyer and Wally Moon. If you're looking farther ahead than that, through the last half of the ninth inning, it'll sort of be the meat end of the batting order up for Brooklyn. Reese will lead it off, followed by Snyder and then by Vallow. If anyone else is needed, Gino Cimoli. It's a 7-6 ball game with the St. Louis Cardinals leading by the one run. They have 7 runs on 11 hits. They have 2 errors. And for Brooklyn, 6 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. The pitchers of record are Vaughn McDaniel for St. Louis and Clem Levine of Brooklyn. Clem now out of the ball game, and Preston is on here to pitch in the ninth inning. So we shall see what we shall see as Dylan steps up to the plate. Del singled twice, both times to left field, and then the next 2 times up, struck out. 2-for-4. And is batting a 263. Right-hand hitter. Besson, right-hander, gets ready. Delivers an overhand fastball and pops that one through for a strike. Ennis turns and says something to Sikori. Now Besson set. His 0-1 pitch. Another overhand fastball, and it's picked in the east corner. That's strike 2. Second ball game. This afternoon we'll have Will Schmidt going for St. Louis, and either Koufax or Padres pitching for Brooklyn. That'll be the getaway game for the Dodgers. Another overhand fastball is blown away, and the count is 1-ball and 2 strikes on Del Ennis. Dodgers board their convoy, move out to Cincinnati to begin third Western swing, which will carry them to Cincinnati, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Chicago. They'll play 15 games in 14 days on this Western trip. Fastball outside. The count is 2-balls, 2 strikes now on Del Ennis. By the way, 6 of those games are going to be televised right back on Channel 9. 3 at Cincinnati, that's on June 17th, 19th, and 20th. 1 at St. Louis on the 24th. 1 at Milwaukee on the 26th of June. And then the first game of the doubleheader from Chicago on the 30th of June. Of course, you can hear all the ball games right where you tuned at now. It's swung on by Ennis. Rounded right back to the mound. Besson flagged it. Fires to first to Roseville. There's the first out in the ninth inning. One down. The batter coming up now will be Boyer, whose home run leading off in the seventh inning has given the St. Louis Cardinals their advantage. Hit it off Clem Levine. Boyer has 2 hits and 3 at-bats. Got a single left in the first, walked in the third, was a runner in the fifth on a fielder's choice. Got a run down at the plate, and then homered in the seventh. Boyer batting at 2-5-5. Besson curves him, and the pitch is swung on. Waits out into right center field. It's in for the base hit. Cimoli goes over, grabs it. Boyer holds on at first, content with a single. Gives him 3 base hits, 4 times up.
Single to right center. That off Besson is hit number one. That's the Cardinals there. So, 7 runs, 12 hits. Have two more than the Dodgers have. And one more run. The batter will be Wally Moon. He's gone 0 for 3 the last time out he walked. Moved around to third, but there he died. He stopped to second, grounded to second, and went out on a ground ball that hit the pitcher and caromed off to Gilliam, and so he was thrown out. Left-hand batter. Besson fires the pitch out. It's called for by Campanella. Boyer was not going, so that's ball one now on Moon. Rest assured that Freddie Hutchinson would like to get himself an insurance run here in the top of the ninth. There's the throw to first. It's not in time. Reese comes closing in at third. Dodger infield, apparently expecting Moon might be trying to drop a bunt, move Boyer down to second. Besson carefully into position now, checks the runner. Now delivers, and Moon rears back and then takes the pitch low. No bunt indication that time. Two balls, no strikes is the count on Wally Moon. Getting pretty close to station identification time, too. So we'll be sliding that in a minute. See what happens with Moon here. 2-0 delivery from Don Besson. Runner breaks, the pitcher swung on and fouled away. Now there's two balls and one strike. Campanella gets a new ball from plate umpire Sicori and starts to rub it up for Don Besson. Drysdale started this afternoon, went four innings and pitched to three men in the fifth and had to come out of there. Robuck took over for two innings and was touched for two runs, including two hits, including a home run, which manufactured four runs all told. Then Levine gave up a run on two hits. Besson delivers now on the 2-1 count. The runner breaks again. The pitcher swung on. There's a high fly ball to deep left field. Bellow back, still going back. Under it and hauls it down. Boyer standing on at second base has to turn and come charging back to first. And let's pause now for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Peter Tripp plays the nation's best-selling records every Sunday from 5 to 8 on his program, The Nation's Hit. This is the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer radio station.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked-about station with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
Hitting three drives, single to center in the seventh inning. Besson throws, close to first, keeps Boyer close. In the last half of the ninth inning, it'll be Reese, Snyder, and Bellow, the batsman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. 7-6 to score, St. Louis. Besson wheels the pitch in there, and Landreth hitting left-handed takes it low into the dirt, and he gets away from Campanella, but Boyer cannot break. Ball kicking out in front of Campanella. One ball and no strikes. Ready, so is Landreth. There's another throw over to first to keep Kenny Boyer from getting too much of a lead. Besson ready. His 1-0 pitch to the plate to Landreth. Comes whistling in there, and Hobie after it. Loops one out into left field. It's in for a base hit. Simone comes over, grabs that ball quickly. Boyer on his way to third. There goes the throwdown. It's not in time. Boyer gets there. Landreth, hitting behind the runner, moves him around to third base for two down. Looping single hit into right field. That'll be hit number two, Al Besson. That'll be the Cardinals' 13th base hit in the ball game. Looking over the situation in the National League, Milwaukee took Philadelphia in the first game 3-2. At the end of five innings of the second game, at Philadelphia, no score. Chicago took Pittsburgh 4-1 in the first game. At the end of two innings, with Pittsburgh leading 2-1, rain came down. That ball game is being held up.
In a single affair this afternoon at the Polo Grounds, the Giants fought back from behind, took Cincinnati 4-3. And at the end of five and a half innings, the Yankees have picked up the lead on Kansas City now, 3-2. They scored three times in the top sixth inning. At the plate now, hitting right-handed, is Eddie Casco. Besson's fastball cracks in there low for ball one. Two down, 2-1. Landreth at first, Boyer at third. Top of the ninth inning, St. Louis 7, Brooklyn 6. Besson delivers to Casco, low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Last half of the ninth inning, Reese, Snyder, and Vallow will be the Dodger batsman, backed up by Simoli, if he should be needed. The Brooklyn record on this homestand, by the way, against the Western clubs is 6-6. They won 6 and lost 6. Pitch is swung on. Hit out to right field, backing up to the scoreboard is Simoli, and is able to make the catch. Step back too far. Reached down around the shoe top to make that catch, too. Well, that's it in the ninth inning for St. Louis. No runs, two hits. They strand two men, runners at first and third. So no errors. Well, the score going into the last half of the ninth inning. St. Louis 7 and Brooklyn has 6. So let's get back to the action, and for Lucky Strike, here's Al. All right, Jerry, Reese is 0 for 4. He's popped to short. A base runner on an error in the third. Fly to left and was called out on strikes. Reese batting at 222. McDaniel was backed up by Larry Jackson in the St. Louis bullpen. The totals going into the last half of the ninth inning for St. Louis. 7 runs, 13 hits, 2 error. They left 10 on. 6 runs, 10 hits, no error. 7 stranded the Brooklyn. Reese at the plate takes a curve low for ball one. So it's the last chance for the Brooklyn Dodgers. One over the ring. Reese takes a curve, and that's low. That's ball two. McDaniel, young 18-year-old right-hander, bidding for his first ball game either way, delivers a curve and Reese takes high under the chin for a shave. That's ball three. Well, just let your lucky up now and stay right with us. Real delivery to Reese. Over for a strike. Reese tried to throw his bat away. He walked the first. Mike Corey called him back. Reese, Snyder, and Vallow. Young Vaughn McDaniel doing the St. Louis pitching. Gets his side from Hobie Landreth. Comes once, throws 3-1. Gets his pitch in for strike two. Now Reese will have to be guarding that plate rather carefully, and young McDaniel will have to be coming in around it somewhere. Reese moving back up to the plate now, digs in. Now the 3-2 count. Vaughn McDaniel starts his motion. Delivers Reese. Backs off the curve, and it's in there for strike 3-4. That hurts Reese. He's found out talking to Sikori. Reese is called out on strike. 5 strikeouts for young McDaniel. Reese is vehemently protesting as manager Alston comes out of the dugout and talks to Reese. Five of them by strikeout. Duke Snyder's the batter.
him out to seven. Duke has two for three. Driven in one run today. Daniel's fastball is into the dirt. Ball one. One out, nobody on. Last of the ninth inning. St. Louis 7, Brooklyn 6. McDaniel pitching from the first base side of pitcher's rubber. Delivers. Snyder takes. Over the pitch for a strike. That's Snyder's turn. Do a little beefing. One ball, one strike. McDaniel delivers, and Snyder after hits a bounding ball to second. Bluffing Games got it on a big hop. Throws to first to Musial, and Snyder goes down. Oh, it's all up to Elmer Vallow now. Freddie Hutchinson comes off the St. Louis bench. I'm going out to talk to young Vaughn McDaniel. This is the brother of Lindy McDaniel, the younger brother. Kid has his chance to win his first ball game. Walter Austin comes bouncing off the Dodger bench and meets Frank Sicori halfway between the Dodger bench and home plate. Frank Sicori turned around, said something back to the dugout. It's either throwing Walter Austin out of the ball game or somebody else. But Walter's really chilling and joining with him right now. Popped up on called strikes on Reese and Snyder.